always be prepared to give an answer. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you, a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Your answer. We are to always be prepared to give an answer about why we believe as we do. We are not to give an arrogant reply, nor are we to hold a superior attitude in our response. Instead, we are to study, to be knowledgeable about the Word of God. We are told in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved to God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So know the Scriptures well. In other words, we are to read and learn the Scriptures. The Holy Spirit indwelling in us will be our guide and comforter and teacher in understanding what we are reading and studying in God's Word. We are then to live by it and make it a part of ourselves. It is our guide, and we are to live by its direction daily. When we are asked about our faith and beliefs, we should gently explain what we know God has in His Word in regard to each matter. Tell in kindness and love. We are to tell others in ways that are kind and that allow the love of God to shine through us to the person to whom we are speaking. Our witness should honor Christ. Our words should be accurately based upon Scripture. God's Word should be in our hearts because we love Him and we have studied His Word well and know that our relaying of His Word is absolutely correct. Good witnesses. We are to be good witnesses because we know the material well. We live by it and believe it. No witness is more convincing than the witness that knows that he is telling the total truth. He believes in what he is saying. He has long studied the situation. The material has been read and relayed accurately. He knows the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The witness knows what has been done in his life and the changes that have been made. He knows the Bible and the author and knows Jesus personally. He tells what he knows and what he has experienced and lived, telling the truth and the joy. He tells of the hope in him and does so with meekness and in fear and in awe of his God. This defense of his faith is heartfelt because this witness knows and loves the Lord God with all his heart. May we be true witnesses. May we all always be prepared to give an answer faithfully and to be true witnesses of God and his Son with such powerful, testifying love.